The city's lawyers put expert witnesses on the stand to refute testimony by the plaintiff's expert witness, Jeffrey Fagan. Fagan is professor of law and public health at Columbia University, director of the Center for Crime, Community, and Law at Columbia Law School. Analyzing police data, he concluded that stops are based on race, that controlling for crime and other variables, the racial composition of a neighborhood is the main statistical predictor of stop and frisk rates. The city's expert, NYU professor Dennis Smith, said by reading Fagan's reports and analysis or reading about their coverage in the media, people of color in New York City might be convinced they are being racially profiled even though they aren't. His testimony about stop and frisk is in keeping with a recent talk by Mayor Mike Bloomberg to NYPD brass at One Police Plaza.
As the ongoing federal court case is now demonstrating for any objective observer to see, the NYPD conducts stops based on seeing something suspicious or witnesses' descriptions of suspects, not on any preconceived notions or on demographic data that would have you stopping old women as often as you stop young men.
This despite statistics that show that the higher percentage of blacks and Latinos in a neighborhood, the more stops in that neighborhood.
Stops are made based on descriptions of suspects and suspicious activity only. And the sad reality is, on the streets of our city, 90% of murder suspects and murder victims are black and Latino. And black and Hispanics are the overwhelming majority of suspects in other violent crimes. The truth of the matter is, comparing stops to the general population is just not rational. Comparing stops to the witness's description of suspects and the identification of suspicious activity, which together reflect the racial and ethnic breakdown of criminal activity, is what matters.
The practice of stopping, questioning, and sometimes patting down people seen as doing something questionable but not necessarily meriting arrest is a focal point of this stop and frisk trial. Critics say the stops treat innocent people like criminals and are tainted with racial profiling, noting that more than 80% of those approached are black or Hispanic. These groups make up 54% of the population. Civil rights and minority advocates and some lawmakers also see the tactic as ineffective because more than 85% do not result in arrests or weapons being confiscated. As the trial returned to testimony at the precinct level by officers who made stops and supervisors of stopping officers, Lieutenant Charlton Telford, the supervisor of two of the city's top overstoppers, testified he did not know that two of his officers, Edgar Gonzalez and Michael Naboa, were overstoppers. In 2009, Gonzalez stopped 134 people and checked off Fitz description and high crime area on the UF-250 form where NYPD officers record stops. He did this in 132 of 134 cases. The supervisor said he was unconcerned that 98% of those stopped fit the description. Another officer who overstopped is Officer Ka Dang with the 88th Precinct in Brooklyn. Under cross-examination, the NYPD officer testified that all of his stops were people of color. Out of 127 stops in 2009, six were arrested. He says he frisked 75 of those stops. No weapons were recovered. When asked if a supervisor expressed concern, he said no. The stop and frisk trial continues in federal district court. It's expected to last at least two more weeks. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.